like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. It was only a few years ago when Sicario first came out.
2015.
Yep, and you and I were the two people who really loved that
movie. Oh, loved it.
Sicario, in the cartel language, means hitman.
Mm-hmm.
And then soldado is mm-hmm. the soldier, mm-hmm. right? So hitman, soldier. How does that fit?
Because he's gone from being solo to being with a group, and see how well that works out for him. Benicio del Toro.
Oh, he's an agent. He was a former, probably, assassin for the cartel.
When I watched Sicario, not only did I think, I thought Josh Brolin would be nominated for an Oscar, and I thought Benicio del Toro would win one, but I was really excited to see the two of them come back for the sequel. I was sorry not to see Emily Blunt.
Thought that they underplayed that young girl, the daughter of the kingpin.
Yes.
Who I thought was very, it had all kinds of promise.
I thought so too. She's so expressive with her face. Isabella Moner, who is but from Cleveland, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, she was just strong, tough, expressive with her face, and she did a great job. And I remember thinking about a third of the way through the film, like, okay, I guess we do have another really strong female lead.
But yes. Yeah, right.
They didn't give her enough opportunity.
We're not really talking about drug dealing here, are we, going across the border? We're really talking more about terrorists.
So Taylor Sheridan wrote again. He did Sicario, he did Hell or High Water.
Oh, yes.
And he did Wind River.
Yes.
Story lacks the punch and the point of the first one. The first was really a peek behind the drug wars. This one, they suggest that you can make more money moving terrorists across the border.
Yes.
And they open with some very moving, troubling scenes of terrorism, and then they just disregard it. They forget it completely.
Standard trope. They kidnap the daughter of the kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even see the kingpin.
A movie like this where there's actually no villain, the moral ambiguity among our heroes is supposed to be maybe villainous enough. But I also think that was really underplayed. Josh Brolin's character is fascinating in Sicario. He's just so affable and at the same time making these horrifying, villainous decisions in his flip-flops and his t-shirts. And he's not so much in this one. You don't get that flippant side.
The loss in this film of Benicio del Toro, because the whole business of transporting the young girl seems to be more process.
We didn't get enough character out of him.
Exactly.
We got too much machinations. That
yes.
This is what has to happen next to move our story along.
The very little interaction
yeah.
with the girl.
That was one of the great elements of the first movie, was when he and Emily Blunt's character did have conversations. You learned so much about him, and their chemistry was so
yes.
odd. Yeah, there was none of that with
yeah.
the girl.
One of the strengths that Denis Villeneuve
yeah.
had in the first one
was Roger Deakins.
We don't have Roger here, but we do have them attempting.
Yeah, Darius Wolski was the cinematographer for this one, and he's done some great stuff, but he doesn't have 4 Oscar nominations. I think one of the most compelling elements of the first movie was that it was, for all of its breathtaking brutality, beautiful. Liquid camera.
Particularly the aerial shots.
Yeah.
They do try it. There are 3 Humvees, I think, going along into the dust where they can't see anything.
But that's all, right? There's just the
one
visceral action piece.
Yes.
Stefano Sollima is the director, and he's done mostly mob TV.
Yeah.
It's just a little too workmanlike. And the second one suffers from a little bit lesser of a script.
The good thing about Sicario, it brings home to me the ambiguities involved in our war on drugs and immigration. And both iterations has shown me that there's no easy answers. And then, in fact, sometimes the rogueness of Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro may be the only answer.
Well, you know what I thought? So the great Catherine Keener, she has one amazing line that I thought summed everything up. Josh Brolin's character is arguing with her because of decisions that the administration is making.
Yes.
And he says, this is why nothing changes. And she was like, you think we're in this for change?
I know.
You've done this for too long to think we're trying to change anything.
So it really is all about that mashup on the borders, characteristic of the first Sicario, and we have it again here, that smashing opening.
That raid in the opening sequence, when you really, you had no idea what you were in for when you were watching this movie, and that raid in the opening sequence, you just thought, I don't know that I can watch this for 90 minutes.
It's summer entertainment. It's escapism.
It's a little edgier than the other summer entertainment out there
you
right now.
You got it, and there's something about it that's a little too real
for
me.
Yeah, I know.
Hope Madden, the film is Sicario, Day of the Soldado. What grade would you award it?
B minus.
All right. And I'm going to give it a B. I think we have a good B film for the summer.
Yeah. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.